It is time to paint your face and scream.
And it's a diving interception by Wilson. He picks it off at the 15.
Oh, man.
Welcome to In the Red Zone with the Cardinals head coach, Ken Whisenhunt.
That's the game. Yes, sir.
Presented by State Farm.
Hightower to the 10. See you, Hightower. Touchdown. Going for Fitz. He's in double coverage. It doesn't matter. He caught it anyway. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Unbelievable.
It is 7:42 in the morning. Thanks for joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. You may be wondering, but the most entertaining part of going in the red zone with head coach Ken Whisenhunt is listening to the panting from Paul Calvisi as he tries to run up from downstairs where he's doing his updates to come up here and join us for the interview. What's the health status, Paul, on this effort here?
How dare you question my cardio? Are you kidding me? Is that what you're saying? Everybody get up. Wolf, me and you across the parking lot. We'll see who
wins
that
one. You don't
want
to go there, Paulie.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't want to lose Wolf that way. Coach, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I can't imagine how it felt yesterday after the game when you saw so many things that were positive and so many things that had to frustrate you to no end. So after that game, what did it teach you about your team?
Well, it taught me that we can fight together and find a way to finish, you know, which is important. I guess a number of times in situations like that, I can specifically remember, even though I wasn't here, the Chicago game a number of years ago where you had a big lead and didn't come through in the end. And, you know, it's just a credit to our team. We played about as good a football as we can play in the first half, which is tremendously encouraging. You know, obviously, that's a good football team that we played. They made some plays in the second half. We'd like to be a little better offensively. We had opportunities for plays, and we didn't make them. That's a little discouraging, but I'm really happy with our team and the way they responded. You know, the biggest thing in order to win games in the league is you got to have some guys step up and make plays. Our defense did it in the goal line stand. Dominique did it with the interception, obviously. And I think, look at some of what our guys did offensively in the first half, making those plays, which gave us a big lead. So a lot of good things. Obviously, we got some things to work on, but I'd much rather work on them after a win.
You know, offensively, Wiz, you know, of course, you light it up there. You put 21 points on the board. Really should have had 28 points on the board if Anquan doesn't fumble that ball once again deep into Texans territory there. What did the Texans do defensively differently in the second half than what they were doing in the first half, or did they?
It wasn't anything they did defensively as much as it was us. I mean, there's six plays I can think of right off the top of my head that we had chances to make that we just didn't make. We made them in the first half. You know, we had two down the sideline with both Anquan and Larry, that generally those guys make those catches. We had the one to Jeremy that's a huge play that we dropped. We had a couple of runs where we had one guy slip off a block, or it's a big block. In fact, we had one to Beanie in the second half that's going to be humongous, and he trips over our guard. He's trying to get through the hole, and it catches him on his leg, and he goes down. So, you know, there's just a lot of things that I think we can't get discouraged. Now, I understand we got to be better when we have a chance to close a game out like that, especially when we play so well in the first half. But, you know, we've got things to work on, but there are things that are very easily correctable.
Mm-hmm.
Make the plays, you know, and then it's a different game, and we feel great about what we did on the field yesterday.
So, and you talked about this in the bye week, how the team at times would play loose and other times would play a little tight. And you said after the game, you saw both yesterday, first half versus the second half. And how does that translate onto the field exactly?
Well, I think that obviously we came out to the game yesterday ready to play. We were loose. We felt good about what we were doing. We played fast. And then when we got a lead, you know, it was almost like we were trying to sit on the lead. And guys were a little bit hesitant running their routes and running their blocking assignments. Didn't want to give up the big play in defense, so they were playing back a little bit instead of playing a little bit more aggressively like they were in the first half. And, you know, that's something that we have to just correct on the tape. I hope we're faced with that every week, because obviously when we have a big lead at half, we're going to get better at it as we go forward. But, you know, I think that we've got to understand that even though we've got a 21-point lead, we're playing probably as good a football as we can play at that point. And we listen, I want to make this clear. We went into the second half not with the idea of trying to be conservative. We were going to start trying to make some plays. But when we get in situations where we have those opportunities to make those plays, we just have to do it. We can't get so tight trying to be so perfect that we don't make the plays because we're hesitant, and that's what we'll learn from this game.
You're in the red zone with head coach Ken Whisenhunt here with Doug and Wolf on Sports 620 KTAR. Talk about the defense in the second half from that standpoint. You can't be happy when you lose the 21-point lead, but at the same time, when they're the ones that give you a 7-point lead and make that goal line stand, you have to just be elated at their performance the way they ended the game?
Well, I think the defense did what they had to do in the second half from the standpoint of they made the offense move down the field and take time to score points. Mm-hmm. You know, with the idea of the offense doing anything, then it's not a game. You know, if we score one touchdown or if we have one sustained drive, the game's over. So, you know, they didn't give up the immediate big play. If you remember back to the playoff game when we played Philadelphia, the championship game, when we had a big lead, they got back in it quickly because they had two or three huge plays down the field that scored quick touchdowns. So, you know, I think we did a better job from that perspective. You know, obviously you'd like to see us tackle them, get them off the field on third and long, but they hung in there. But the thing that I'm most impressed about is they were on the field for a lot of snaps in the second half. Mm. I know they were tired, but they still fought their tails off and found a way to win it in the end. And that, to me, you know, is a tremendous sign of playing together as a team, and that's what's going to make us stronger as we go forward.
You know what was great to see, too, Wiz, is Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie making that big play with just over 2 minutes to go, of course, stepping in front of that out route from Matt Schaub and then taking it to the house. This is something we saw Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie do an awful lot of in the second half of the season last year. Did he lose any confidence at all, and has he gotten it back, if so?
Well, you know, with cornerbacks, I think it's a up and down thing, but I think he's never lost confidence in his ability. You know, I think maybe he didn't play as aggressively as he'd have liked, but he was worried about a number of different things. But it's nice to see him, after receiving some criticism, step up. Now, the one thing I didn't like was the high step and down the sideline, which kind of reminded me of you, Wolf. But
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
You know, I tell you what, I can't. This guy's playing with a fractured finger. And, you know, there's questions about him being able to play at a level that he played last year. And to step up and make that interception to give us the score, which was at a critical time, was, you know, a huge play. And when we talk about, when I said earlier, our players have got to make the plays in the second half, that's what I'm talking about. He did make a play like that. We had other players that didn't make those plays, and those are things that we got to continue to work on and correct. But listen, when you have guys making plays, especially in critical situations, whether it's fourth and one in the goal line to win the game, make a stop, or intercepting the ball when you have to, that's a good sign that we're playing together as a team, and, you know, hopefully we can get on a run here.
I couldn't believe he made the catch with that mallet on his hand. He told me after the game that he had seen that play earlier in the game, and so he sensed it right from the get-go. Calais Campbell said in the fourth down stop he had seen that running play before, and then he got off, his guy went down. And I was curious, on that fourth down stop, that run stop, there was such a massive humanity. I was almost laughing when they went to the replay. I'm like, how can you see anything in there, right? How can you determine anything? What did you see on film? What was key to making that stop on Chris Brown?
Well, I think we had good push inside, and we stopped them. It wasn't even close. You know, they got extra push there at the end, which made it close. But you always feel good when you see the initial stop of their surge before they really get going, which is what we did. And it's a credit to our D-line playing it tight. Now, it puts pressure on the back end because they have to cover. But we said going before that snap, play the run tight. And, you know, you got to understand, we got to react to the pass, but we got to stop the run inside, and that's what they did.
Seemed like on that play, Gabe Watson stuffed the center, the quarterback, and the fullback all in one small area and stood strong. And his play, and then the play of Calais Campbell, I don't think enough people are talking about on the special teams play when he is just nonstop. I mean, those two guys had plays of beauty right there.
Well, Gabe has been working very hard on playing with better technique. I know I've talked about it. That was one of the things that we wanted to work on for our whole team. But he's doing a good job of taking steps instead of leaning into guys and playing with his hands and staying low. And that's what showed up on the goal line. And I can't say enough about Calais, because he's a guy that's played a bunch of snaps defensively. We had injuries on special teams, so he had to step up and bail us out on special teams because we went one short yesterday because we needed the extra secondary player. And here's a guy running down the field making a critical tackle for us on special teams. Just, I can't speak enough to the effort. And when you have young players like that that are unselfish, that want to sacrifice for your team, it's great for our future.
You know, after you watch the film, Wiz, what do you think the things are that you need to focus on this week to get ready to go up to Seattle and play the Seahawks? Things you need to clean up and get better at?
We got to clean up a little bit of our offensive line play as far as getting on the defenders and staying on them. We're a little bit too much on the edge, and that's what's happening in the holes. Guys are falling off in the run game. Now, they played us 9-10 in the box yesterday, or 9 in the box, 8 in the box, trying to stop the run and making us throw the ball. And you know, generally we'll make plays in the pass game. So I wasn't disappointed other than the fact that we didn't make the plays. Defensively, I think we just got to continue to work on our pressure package and getting more getting pressure on the quarterback. Now, they stayed in max protection a lot yesterday in order to protect their quarterbacks, but we got to do a better job of winning on some of these one-on-one blocks inside and getting to a quarterback.
You know, I was driving home yesterday and I heard a caller call in and ripped yours truly for not asking you about the play calling in the second half, okay? Literally, which was okay. And then there's the headline, you know, four run plays in the second half. Now, I knew that you and Kurt had talked about, look, there were run plays called that were checked out of because they were loading the box, etc. But here is on a Monday morning, how have you learned to handle the Monday morning quarterbacks as a head coach in the NFL?
Well, that's part of it. You know, that's part of what comes with the situation. I'm glad we have fans that are interested and fans that have questions that they want answered. I understand that. We had a number of run calls in the second half, but we also have the ability to check out of those into a pass play if they give you more in the box than you can block. If you got seven guys blocking, and you got eight guys in the box, you got a free guy. And you know, the chances of you being successful running the football are not good. That means they're one short in the secondary, and with our receivers, we should be able to win. And, you know, we've been very good at that. And once again, you know, I have the benefit of looking at the tape, and I can see where we had opportunities to make plays, and we didn't get that done. So, you know, that's what helps me deal with it, I guess. I mean, obviously, we want to run the ball, and we're gonna gear everything we can to do a better job of that when we get into that situation again, which will be hopefully soon.
You're in the red zone with head coach Ken Wisenhunt. I'm stealing this line from Paul. He calls it false start field whenever anybody has to go up to Quest. Do you guys do anything different in preparation for a stadium that gets that loud?
Well, we've been there a number of times, so we know what to expect. We just have to try to work in practice with noise and try to get it as loud as we can so guys are communicating and also being anticipating the snap count.
No matter questions or issues you might feel like you had, you win, you're back in first place just like that against the 49ers.
Yep, it's a good thing to win always, and I think the most important thing for us was to win at home, and that's something that, you know, is important to our team. It's important to our fans. They were great yesterday, especially there at the end, creating that noise. So you know, it was good to get that feeling back, and we're excited about going up to Seattle and taking our chances there.
Time for a big red bludgeoning.
Touchdown, Arizona!
That was beautiful!
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Ken Wisenhunt, the Wizard of Oz.
Presented by State Farm.
It's a touchdown! Cardinals win!
You gotta be kidding me!